有谁的话说今天是他的阿沙比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁比谁It's a very strange question. He says, Kiyumu waso kimu pomu ritsuki. Esi, she didn't see a ritsuki. What does ritsuki mean? Ritsuki means in succession. Now, the ritsuki doesn't mean that, that one prayer's down has to take place in one night after the other. Even if you have a number of months intervening, as long as there was no other being intervening, so it's called ritsuki. So why does the Rambam say "Vimuaso gimu pomim b'chol pam b'biyo hishenu shachat v'osa asur lebaino kimuaso gimu pomim ritzuvim"? As if this had not been ritzuvim mamash, this in itself is ritzuvim mamash. The example we took, according to the Emunah Shmuel's understanding, and according to the Rashbam's understanding, so it's ritzuvim mamash. In other words, the first night after the Tefillah, the first night after the Tefillah. So the first tefillah, so the Bia was the first night of the tefillah, and she saw that. Then if we assume there was no other Bia, Bisa, there was no other Bisa. So then she went tefillah, and then the second night of the tefillah, she was not realizing it. The first night of the second tefillah, she was not realizing it. But the second night of the second tefillah, she was realizing it. And she saw that. And then there was no intervening being. And then, after the third tefillah, so the first night of the tefillah, and the second night of the tefillah, she was not with the husband. The third night, as of the tefillah, of the third tefillah, she was with the husband. And she saw that. And there were no intervening beings. So isn't it Ritzuvim Mamesh? So why does Rambam say that she is Asur Lebaino? Ki Ilu Roa Sotimu Ritzuvim. This is Ritzuvim Mamesh, not Ki Ilu Roa Sotimu Pomim Ritzuvim. That is the kasha that bothered everybody. So because of that, the tasa is that Rambo has reference to the case where the war biyaseta b'tam. Biyaseta not in the sense that it was kidim, but biyaseta in the sense that after, let's say, the first biyet that involved dam, machmas tashmish, after Tefillah, there was a second B after Tefillah that did not involve Dam, Machmas Tashmish. So that's called B Seter, even though it was B Seter. But it's called B Seter, in other words, there was no Rias Dam. So then we understand the expression of the Taz. The Taz says, Kiyulu Roaso Kiyulu Pomit. But everyone was bothered by the expression Kiyulu Roaso, as if in this case, she did not see the dam success in succession. But in this case, she also saw the dam in succession. So why does he say, Kiyilu Roaso Kimu Pomim Ritzuki? So let's see what the Shach says here. Not what the Shach said in the Ruach HaTois that we don't have, and the Firas HaShonim had. I don't know, I didn't see it. I looked for it in many years whether they had the Ruach HaTois, the supplement that was published by the Shach. I didn't see it. But the Tiras HaShlomi mentioned the Ruach HaTorah in the supplement. So in that supplement, he was chayzei of Amis Pshatim. Let's see what the Shach says here. The Shach in Siflam. So he says, Kilo Roaso, Kileima, Kilo Ovo, Viroaso, Gimu Pomin, Vitzupi, Viloi Tvile, Divadai Vilavoche, Yevchia Limtzei Shomish Pomin, Vitzupi, Shaarei Tzicho Litre, Vicholpa. So he again was bothered. And the Russian of the Shach is very obscure. Now, the way the Or HaShulchan explained the Shach, because the Shach was also bothered by this expression of the Ramo, Kiyulu Roaso, Kiyulu Pomim Ritzuvim, as if in this case, the three years down did not take place in succession. So why was he saying Kiyulu? So the Taz says, so the Shach here says, the Taz has reference to the case where there were no intervening BS without Yezda. No BS at the time. So, So this is the way the Orach HaShulchan explains the Shach. The Orach HaShulchan assumes that the Shach is Chilka Meshite of the Teras HaShlomo, and the Shach agrees with the Shite of the Emun HaShmuel. In other words, and according to the Shach, the Rambo has reference to the case where the first Tfila, let's say, took place in some sort of night. And she was with her husband that night, and she saw the Amachas Tashish. And then she counted, let's say, 5 and 7, and then she went through again, that was the second Tfila. And she was with her husband the night of the Tfila, the second Tfila. And she saw the Amachas Tashish. Then again she counted 5 and 7, and then she went through the third Tfila. And again she was with her husband the night of the third Tfila. And again she saw down Machas Tashish. And there were no intervening years in time. There were no intervening years in time. So the Rambam says, La Fuke of the Shite of the Teras HaShlomo. The Teras HaShlomo says, in such case, and the Kodesh Emunah Shmuel, the Taz also says, in such a case, that in such a case she will only be Asuro, the night of the fourth time when she goes Tfilah, only that night of the Tfilah she is Asur to be with her husband. But the second night of the Tfilah, she can be with her husband. This is what the Teras HaShlomo says. So the Rambam says no. In other words, like the Emunah HaShmuel, that even though all the three times the Bia took place on the night of the Tfilah, but this is just, we say this is just a coincidence. We do not attribute it to the night of the Tfilah, because just as we wouldn't say that if all the three times that a woman will see Dam Machas Tashlis in succession will be rainy nights, so then we wouldn't say, but let's say the next time when it's not a rainy night, it doesn't rain, so she's allowed to be the husband, because she only established the vessel to see Dam Machas Tashlis if the Tashlis takes place when the weather is bad, when it's raining. But if the weather is nice, so then she didn't establish it. Why? Because there is no connection, there is no logical connection between the rain, between the weather, and seeing Damachas Tashish. So the melee here, even though the three times, all the beers, the Damachas Tashish, took place in the first night, in the night of the Tfilah, but we do not attribute it to the night of the Tfilah. It's not the Mesa Mokeh. In order to consider it as Mesa Mokeh, there must be a logical connection between the first night of the Tfilah and Sindama Chastashim. So, Amelele, this is what the Rambam is telling us. To exclude, to negate the Shite of the Teras HaShlomo. Because according to the Shach, the Rambam has reference to the case where all the three B's took place on the same night of the Tfilah. Not one time, the first night of the Tfilah, the second time, the second night of the Tfilah, and the third time, the third night of the Tfilah. But when all the three Bias with the Dam Machas Tashlis took place, the exact night of the Tfilah. So the Melech, one could argue that she is not a soul of Bailo Moed, that here it's a Veset HaMokeh of Tashlis in the Leila Tfilah. So the Melech, and any other night, she's allowed to have to be with the husband. So the Rambam says, no, La Fuke of the Shite of the Teras HaShlomo. La Fuke of the Shite of the Teras HaShlomo. So he says, Vimro Aso, Gibu Pomin, Vimro Pa, Vibio, Visheno, Shacha, Filoso, Aso, Vibayno, Kiro Aso, Gibu Pomin, Ritzupi, as if they had been Ritzupi, and not on one night Vishal. So then, suppose she would see Dam Machas Tashlis three times, and not the same night. Let's say, when it was different nights. Once it was the first night of the Tfilah, the second, it was the second night of the Tfilah, the second night after the second Tfilah, and the third time, it was on the third night, as of the third Tfilah. And the first night of the Tfilah, the second night of the Tfilah, she was not with the husband. So in that case, no one could argue. Even the Teras HaShlomo would agree that she is Asur LeBayro. So the Rambam tells us that even though it was on the same night, it's considered as if it had been a different one. This is how the Hashulchan explains the Pshat of the Shach. Kleima kilo okro v'ro aso gimu pomim ritzufim v'lo itvile yivadai v'lago chayyev chalim tzishol ishpomim ritzufim sh'ar etzlicho litvil b'chol pa sh'ar etzlicho litvil b'chol pa. Now, the Chavis Das, so he is, they reject the shita of the Teres HaShlomim, which is Shtei Yadayim, and he says that it's even inconceivable to consider this woman who saw down Machmas Tashmish three times in the first B after the Trile, but coincidentally, the first B after the Trile happened to take place the first night of the Trile. To consider that as a Vesta Moken, the Mela, she should be jealous of the Bible. And every other night, not the first night of the Trile, is inconceivable. It's unreasonable. So, but from the Taz, it appears that way. So the Chavis Das says, when the Taz says, I will come, Ike Achshash, Machmas Bia Rishino, Sha'achar HaTfile, Afal Pishus, Man Rav, Achar HaTfile, so he already has in mind what he says at the end. Al kov of tzolch lema de mayra af al pishe bintayim o yopi yishal heter. The Pashtas Aloshon of the Taz is not mashma like that. Because the Pashtas Aloshon of the Taz indicates that the Taz holds that even without be a set of bintayim, if the Riyaz Damach Mastashmish all the three times of the first year of the Trile will take place on one night, always the first night of the Trile, not once the first night of the Trile, the second time, the second night of the Trile, the third night of the Trile, but all of them taking place the first night of the Trile, so it's mashma that she would be asur only the first night of the Trile. Not them. That's how it's mashma. Because when the Taz mentioned that, he still didn't say the Mayanah of Pishim Taimu in Pishim Taimu. Then, after that, he has the Kashi. So what kind of Chiddush is it? So he says the Chiddush is. But when he said that, he didn't even know of that. And then the Roshan of the Taz is, Al Kokor Tzolch Rima, the Mayanah of Pishim Taimu in Pishim Taimu. So it means, even in the case of Pishim Taimu, but it applies to the case where there are no B'Yisakamitayim. But in the case where there are no B'Yisakamitayim, then it's no Chiddush. In the case where there won't be B'Yisakamitayim, then it's a Chiddush. But the same din applies to the case, the Amos din applies to the case where there are no B'Yisakamitayim also. It applies also to the case where there were B'Yisakamitayim. But it applies also to the case where there are no B'Yisakamitayim. And even in that case, the Taz says that the only reason as to why she is asura because she established the Vesed not for a particular night, but any night, as long as it's B'yom Yishen HaChatim. So it's mashma from the Taz, the way that the Teres HaShlomim explains the Taz, and the way the Emunah Shmuel explains the Taz, even though the Emunah Shmuel is chilek on its merit, on the merit of the Din, of the Taz. But he explained the Taz that way. However, the Chavis Das says that it's safe mass in Machshon Etchilo. And when the Taz said in the beginning, Adishono tolo achshash beisirai lo davki, v'hakim b'teres, avokam ike achshash v'achmaz bi yomishino, sh'achar atfile, so it means, shono tolo achshash beisirai lo davki, v'hakim b'teres, if all the bias took place in the same night, the first night of the Trile, it didn't fluctuate, so then it's muteres, if there won't be a set of time. Adakan, ike achshash v'achmaz bi yomishino, sh'achar atfile. So Mele, since there will be a set of time, so Mele she is mutaris. So mutaris. This is how it says. This is what the Chavis Das says. But the Chavis Das holds that the Taz is made that if there will not be a set of time, and the three Riyaz Damach Mastashish in the first year after Tfile all took place on the specific night, then she is asur every night. Because we don't attribute it to the first night of the Trile, we attribute it to the fact that it is the first B of first beatitude. Alright. And then, so the Chavisdah says, now the Shach doesn't explain the Hamor the way the Taz does. Why? Because the Shach is not as machmer as the Taz. You see, according to the Chavisdah's Shach to the Taz is a big machmer. He's the biggest machmer. According to the Tiras Hashlomim's Shach to the Taz, so on one hand, the Taz is a big maker. He agrees with his kule that if a woman sold down machmas beer, the first beer after tefillah, three times, even though the beer took place on the same day, always the same night of the tefillah, it didn't fluctuate. That once the first night of the tefillah, second time, the second night of the tefillah, the third tefillah, the third night of the tefillah, but it was always on the same night of the tefillah. So she's asur all along the way. She's not just asur the first night of the tefillah. So according to the Taz, that's what the Chavisdah says. So he adapts this chumah. But in addition, the Chavisdah says the Taz has another chumah that even if the law be a set up in time, so she's still asur. And the Chavisdah is masik on that chumah of the Taz. The Chavisdah is massive and death from what it has. And the Chavisdah says, if there will be a set of time, so then she's not a soul. Because when can she be a soul? Only if the three beers that involved down Machmas Nashmish was in succession. But if they were not in succession, then she cannot be a soul. And so he says, this is the reason. So the Chavisdah says, this is the reason as to why the Shach explains it differently. In other words, that so the way the Chashulchon explains the Shach, and that is the way the Chavisdas understands the Shach. So the Shach applies the Ramor to a case where the Bia HaTfileh, all the three Bias HaTfileh took place in the same night, always the same night after the same night, the first night of HaTfileh, and still the Ramo says that she's a soul of the poet, because we don't attribute it to the fact that each Bia took place the first night of Tefillah, but if the first beer of Tefillah will take place in the second night of Tefillah, then she will not sit down. We don't say it because there is no logical connection. There is no logical connection between being the first night of the Tefillah and sitting down Machmas Tashmish. So we attribute it to the fact that it's the first beer of Tefillah, not to the fact. The Shach says, oh, so what is the Chiddush of the Ramos? So why is the Ramos saying Kiluasa Gimu for me Ritzufi? So he means Virasa Gimu for me Ritzufi, Kiluofo Virasa Gimu for me Ritzufi, Biloitvile, Divatai Bilaboche, Yef Shalim say Shomish for me Ritzufi, Shalitzri Hobitu Hova. In other words, that it's considered as if she saw Damach Mustashish in three nights in succession without it. So then she certainly will be a soul by law. So in this case she's also a soul. This is how the Shach. Oh, so why doesn't the Shach explain it the way that has explained it? Because the Shach holds that in the case where the Bia set up in time, even though the Bia set up in the sense of no doubt, even though it was Shalei Kedim. So because in the Shach holds that in the case where the intervening Bias, so then she would be Meteres. She would be Meteres. So the Taz HaShlomim says that the Shach in his supplement, in his Ruach HaToes, so he was Chesed, and he explained, he applied the Ramor the same way as the Taz. This is what the Taz HaShlomim says. Oh, Vashach, Kein Pirish HaTaz, Vashach Bisich Sifre Ruach HaToes, Dile Aram. ועין בעבור השמואל, סינר חובגימו, שכוסף בקרפון הסרב, ועגוי הרצופים, שכינוך עצמו בגימו רעידים, תייך שיהיו בסק, וישים שעובגימו פעמי, בלילה איך, דוהת הגומו, ולמוכו בוטקו בית שלי, ולשלו, שכינוכו בישלו אישו. kingdom. In other words, the Emunah Shmuel applies because, you see, according to the Taz, we have to say the Taz is reference to a case where the woman acted contrary to the deen, completely contrary to the deen. In other words, she saw down on Tashmish the first year after the first leg, and then the second night after the three leg, she again had Tashmish, even though she was a Asura. So she again had Tashmish. So she acted Jolikidim. So the Emunah Shmuel mentions an example where she acted Kidim. Now, why does the Taz have to say, oh, for Mishimisho? Maybe that the Taz, why does the Tirashonim have to say that, oh, for Mishimisho? Because if it's not oh, for Mishimisho, how is it possible that she should have Riyas Dam in Tashmish in the first Biyah, three times? After all, if after the first day, she saw down Machmas Tashmish, so maybe the second time after Tfilah she has to be separated from that. This is what Mechava said. So how is it possible that she saw down Bibi Yom Shinu Shachat also three times only if she violated it? She didn't know, or she did know, and she didn't care, whatever. But the Emunah Shmuel says no. We can visualize it even in connection with a woman who is a Tzitkonyas Gmur. How? Let's say, now the halacha is that if a woman saw down Machmas Tashmish once in the Leil Tfilah, the Mechava says in Sivyut, so the second time the Leil Tfilah, she has to be perished on that. That's what the Mechava says in Sivyut. But the halacha is that a woman is allowed to have, suppose the woman had several beers the first night after Tfilah, after the first day. She had several beers with the husband. And she was bedekes, but since it was dark, so she was bedekes immediately after the first beer, the first night after the first beer. So she was bedekes, but it was dark. So she left it. She put it in the kufsa in order to look at it the next morning. And then she had the second beer, the same night with her husband. And then after the second beer, she again made the bdikah immediately after Tashmish. She again made it, and she put it in the kufsa again. And then she had a third beer. And then she had a third beer with her husband. And she made a bdikah immediately, a bdikah after Tashmish, but it was dark. So she couldn't look at it, and she put it in the kufse. The next morning, she looked at all the eating, at all the three different pieces of cloth, and she saw that there was dam on each one. So she acted kedim, because she's not mechuyeves to light a candle and to take a look at it. She's allowed to have as many beers as she wants with the husband. So anyway, we don't. So what does he gain? He only gains one thing. That according to the Tiras HaShlomim Pshat, we have to apply the Ramor to a case where she acted Chalikidim. According to the Emunah Shmuel's example, we don't have to apply it to a case where she acted Chalikidim. It might take place in a woman who is a Tzitkonyas Gmur. So this is what he said. He says, doesn't the Ramo deal with the case where it was Gimu Pomu Mitzuvim? So he means that in this case where she saw Bichol Pam B'pio, v'sheino, sh'achat v'loso. So he's a soul b'aylo in the same way as Eve, she had seen Gimel Purim the same night. The same night, she went to her one night, and she had three beers with husband. And she made three and three different daily after each beer, immediately after Tashish. I mean, within the shiur of the Nishikeret Mitosa Mitatiyah Kolel. Because otherwise, if it's beyond the time, so then she doesn't have to be chesheshes. Because when she chesheshes for the little relay, if the ticket took place immediately within the shiur of Teret Mitosa Mitatiyah Kolel, so if it happened three times, she has all the Bible. So it happened a little also. So she has to be paid from the husband the second little. The second entry. But if the ticket didn't take place immediately within the shiur Veset, so even if it happened three times, she would tell the Bible. Why should she be chesheshes when it happened once and the little tefillah? So why should she be asur? Why should she be pireshes the Bible and the second little tefillah? So in other words, so the Rambam says, according to Moshe Shmuel, V'imroa so give a bombing, b'chol pam, b'bio v'sheino sh'achat v'loso, Asumo libailo kiwa so give a bomb. So in other words, the Ramo is reference to the case where she didn't see it in the same night. She saw it, let's say the thriller was on a certain Sunday, and she saw Tamach Mastashnich, and then she counted 5 and 7, then she went thriller and the first night of the second thriller she again was with the husband. And she saw down. And then she again counted 5 and 7. And then on the third night of the tefillah, and then on the first night of the tefillah shlishis, she saw down machmas tashlish. So then she saw the bino kiluwa so gimu pom mitzupim in the same way as Eve. She saw down machmas tashlish in three different beers in the same night, and it can be better. She didn't know she's not mechuyeves to get on bed and to take a look at the aid. But she found it out the next day. So that would be an example of kiloah, so give upon mitzvah. So you see, everyone was disturbed by the expression of kiloah, so give upon mitzvah. Because after all, the Ramo himself deals with that kind of case of roah, so give upon mitzvah. So the Mishnah Shmuel explains it one way, the Taz explains it another way, and the Shach explains it the third way. Now let's see how the Bir Adil explains this. Little circle here. Vimroaso kimu pomim, the Bir Adil. Pirish adoliu koi. Se pir so leu triloso. Vakim shimsho veloi roaso. Mikomo kei. אם החכך רואה עשו, אם הקדם, גימו פעמים, ביבי או משינו, שקראו פילוסו, עשו לבינו, כאילו רואה עשו, גימו פעמים וצופים, בלי שימושים ושתר, בניהם, כאילו יהיו בלי שעשים הם כן גרמן הזית. So in other words, he explains it in a very strange way, and he's such a big machmer the Bir Adil. So they are all masik on the Bir Adil, because the Bir Adil applies the Ramo to the case, let's say, on the first Sunday, when it was the first delay, and she saw Damach Mastashish. She saw Damach Mastashish on the Leila Tefillah of the first day. And she acted completely according to the Din. According to the Din. And then she counted 5 and 7. And then on the night of this, on the first night of the second Tefillah, she complied with the Din, and she was not with us. As the Mechama says, it's a feud. So let's say 2 weeks later on Sunday, that was the second feeling. So she was not with husband. But so he says, after the second feeling, she was pireses from the husband, the real philosopher. V'akein, but the second night after the second filet, she was with her husband, and she did not see any doubt. V'akein shimsh, v'loy was. Then it's 4 weeks later, so it's already the third filet. it's already the third time. She went tefillah the third time, and it's the first night of the third tefillah. So she was allowed to be a Nazir because since it was a Vesechim Kavua, so Mele, since the 2 weeks after, since in the 2 weeks after the first tefillah, so she was paresis from the husband, so that was a key of the Vesechim Kavua. So by the third tefillah, she was already allowed al pidin to be with the husband the first night of the third tefillah. And again she saw that. So in other words, the first tefillah, so the first night of the first tefillah she was of the husband, and that was kiddin, and she saw that. So the first night with the second, after the second tefillah, so she was not with the husband, but she was with the husband the second night after the second tefillah, and she did not see that. Now, the first night of the third year, so she was with husband, and she was allowed to be with husband. In view of the fact that she was precious, the second year, the first night, so that was a kia, the Vesechim Kavua, of that was established by the first year of the first year. So the third, she was with the husband, the same night of the year. She was with the husband. And she saw them again. And then the fourth. So far she saw them and she acted kedim. Them twice. Then the fourth tefillah. So the first night she was not with the husband. Because in view of the fact that the third tefillah, so she was with the husband and she saw down, so maybe again she established a message in Gemua of seeing down on the night of the tefillah. So the fourth tefillah, the night of the fourth tefillah, she was not with the husband. And then the second night after the fourth tefillah, she was with the husband and she did not see Elidah. Then after the fifth tefillah, so the night of the first night of the fifth tefillah, she was again with the husband, and again she was allowed to be with the husband, because the fourth tefillah, so she was not with the husband the first night, and she was with the husband the second night, and she didn't send it down. So it was eight of the message in the world. So at the fifth tefillah, so then she was allowed to be with the husband, and that marked the third time that she saw down on the Levite Losa. So she established a Vesit Kavua, so she's asur to be with the Baal. This is how the Bir Agim explains it. Pirish Adriu Koi, she pierced the Levite Losa, Vakin Shimsha the second night to the Levite Losa, the Levite Losa. But then Mikomo came in Machakach Yosa. Imakedem, so then in the third tefillah, so she was not separated, and she didn't have to be separated. And she saw that. And then the fourth tefillah, she was separated on the first night or the fourth tefillah. But she was with the husband the second night of the fourth tefillah and did not see her down. So then, the first night of the fifth tefillah, she was again with the husband and she was allowed. And again she saw down. So in the fifth tefillah, she saw down for the third time. So then she established the Vesed. She had tashmish, 3 beers, one after the other, beis above. And she would sit down. This is how the Biragi. So the law, what's that?
Just for little female or for the long?
No, so this he explains Ramo. So he's Osea, Kilore compound Mahatriloso. In other words, it's Asura Melon Goet. It's Asura Melon Goet. This is how the Biragi explains. So in other words, the Taz and the Biragelo, they mention a big Jewish lechumre that if a woman saw down machmas tashmish 3 times, so 3 times she's asur lebaylo, even if the war intervening be a setter, without doubt. And B is set out, so it doesn't make any difference whether it was kidding or not kidding, as long as the B did not involve any doubt. So then it's called B set out. But the only reason is why the Ragelo has to visualize such an example, because he wants to visualize an example where the Ishe is not in a violence, where the Ishe is in Tikkunis. But it doesn't make any difference whether it's Hofma Mishimsho, as the Tirash Shlomim says. The difference is only in the status of the woman, whether the woman is a Isha Ksheiro or she is a Chetas. That's the difference. But in view of the fact that the intervening Pius did not involve any doubt, so that's called Pius Heta. That's called Pius. Now let's see the Tirash Shlomim. ופיו שיר שעת כוסו ואפילו יום כוסו כולי דם איתנו כי שאוב ומישים שום לא התחילו מקום או כי בשיעור זה כל פירס דם ופיו שאין או שעת כוסו אבל כאילו רואה זו כמו פה מיצו ומילי הפסיק תשת איתנו רק בכל פעם אחר זין נקים טוב ובירואה זו ופיו שאין או ועשו כי אם פירש התאז והשח וסייב ספרי מלוח התויס ובערב so in other words in the supplement the shaft was chizeya from what he said here and he agreed with explanation of the Taz. Find the Mula Shibuyot, the Bukhot Kimur, she caused a Kabul Sarah, but I'm going to speak to him, she gave Chatz with him waiting, till she on Veset, Bishim Shem Bu Bomi, the Lala Echot, the Eta Gomo, the Bukhot Botko, the Ichalei, the Ishalosh, she gave Chom Bishim Shom. She gave Chatz with him, the Mozart, the Lech Men Dam, the Mikol Mitzuk, at Kalashen, the Mikol Mokim, the Dine, Gam Daitim Askenes, the Afiru Hoyotash, the Shalet Abutayim, Havik Yomitzukim, וכמי שהר ובשבוסי, בסימנו, אין שם, ובדלו מזו. So the Rebbe Shmuel agrees with the Agelo and with the Torah Zohar Chumre, with the Taz Chumre, so that where the woman saw Gimu Po Min Dam Achmas Tashmish, Gam Dam Achmas Tashmish, so then she's Asur Mubaymo, even if they were be a set of time. Be a set there means without doubt. Whether she acted kidin or she kidin doesn't make any difference. That's only in order to visualize the Ravos halacha to a case where the woman acted kidin. So that's why we have to visualize this example, that example. But it doesn't make any difference. So they are all chilek. So even the Chabiz Das, who is chilek, have the cover of the Tiras HaShlomim, but and the crazy place, who is really kind of cool of the Tiras HaShlomim, that if the woman saw, Gimu Po Min Dam Achmas Tashmish in the first B.F. Tafila, but all on the same night, so then she's only Asur all that night, but any other night she's Viteres, so Viteres, so the Chavis Daz, the crazy place, the Sivir Tav, are all really kind of that cool of the Shmus Yaakov, the Tiras HaShlomim, but the Arun Tzokhili kind of cool. And the Chumre of the Taz and the Biragelo, who say that even when there will be a set of time, she is still a soul. So they are hidden. And the Munashmuel, but the Munashmuel, he agrees with the Chumre of the Taz and the Chumre of the Biragelo. And he says, Ugdelo Mizukosa, show me, Shoshova, so give me pomi, behold, come, be on Shemo, shall I have three men be vessel? Ah, will be vessel, be vessel, Kishetom, Lahamitzi, as Adam. שימשו כמה לילס, ולא יראו עשו. הוא פוסק שום, גם כן, ויצאי שואל את הקונה, אם לא יאו ביקשי פרס, די מכירים תשמיש, אחא, תפילוסו ובסו. So the Buddha Shmuel says, if a certain woman, she has a regular vessel, let's say she has the vessel every 40th day. She has the vessel every 40th day. So every 40th day, so then she has the period whether she has tashmish, she doesn't have tashmish, then she has a vessel like every other woman, and it's certainly. But from time to time, being vessel with vessel, being vessel with vessel, so she says, this woman, shall roll us or give up on him, be home pan, be beer, be shame, or shall achat, we also be vessel. So every beer, be shame, or after the tefillah levesto, so she has done. Avol beveset leveset, kishetov lacha mitzias adam, shim shokamo beimes lo yivas. So whenever she is tefillahs for the regular period, she has the period, the regular period, every 4 years. So that she has, that veset she has all the time, even before she got married. That was her regular thing. So after she got married, so she established a routine that every time she has the Biyom Sheino after the tefillin that is for her regular basic, so she sits down every time without exception. Then, but sometimes she sits down. Then sometimes she sits down even Shaloi Bishas Vesel. So when she is developed to the down that sometimes she gets, she sees not the regular way. So then she has being after that feeling. So sometimes she sits down after that feeling too, the first being after the feeling, and many times not. So in regard to the, that's the only thing that every being that immediately follows that feeling after the regular message, she always sits down. But the being after it finished, basically vessel, and sometimes this also happens. The regular vessel is every 14th. But basically vessel, sometimes she can sit down when she's developed. But that's unusual. Usually she doesn't sit down basically vessel. But sometimes she sits down within the 40 days. So when she sits down basically vessel, when she sits down basically vessel, so then the first being after the feeling of the dam she invested, sometimes she does see the machistasmis, but most of the time not. Mashain king the first being after the feeling that is for the regular vessel, she always sees down machistas. Now she certainly has be a set of mentality. So he says And that's in conformity to the Shita of the Agilo and to the Shita of the Tas. But what the Chavizdas and the Crazy Tracy, here, they would be making. And they would say, in this case, since we know that this woman only sees down in the first B.A. after the Tvile, that she is developed Livesto the night of the Tvile, so then, and been vested many times when she's developed, so even the first B after Tvile, she doesn't sit down. So the main, this kind of a woman, even when she is developed for the regular vested, let's say, she sat down on the 40th day, when she sat down on the 40th day, so she's asuro, libailo, the first night of the Tvile, but since most of the time when she has the first beer after a tefillin that is being vested, she does not sit down. So the mele, even when she was developed, livesto, so she's not allowed to be with the husband that night of the tefillin livesto. But the second night after the tefillin livesto, she is allowed to be with her husband, according to the Chavizdas and the Chris Iglesias and all that. So here, so this, the Munah Shmuel, the Taz and the Agino are in mute apostles. So this is it. Then it has to says, behold the Maya Shall Yikma Vesel, the Bio Beyond Shobi Bimeachidesh, or some of the Tvila Shom, Kigin Kol Shomish Bomi. In other words, he is explaining the Tashite and the Tashite are one hand, according to the Tvila Sashmonos, Pshat in the Taz. So on one hand, the Taz is a big machmir. More machmir to the crazy crazy, the Chavizdas and the Sibritana and everybody. In other words, on one hand, the Taz joins with the Biragel. And being machmir, in the case where she saw the Machmastash, she is in Mupomi, even with the Biasatabutai. But on the other hand, the Taz is a big make, and he agrees with Shite, that with the Tiras Hashem Shite, that Eve, even though there were no Piyaset HaMitah, but she saw down in the first Piyah Achat Tfilin, Machmas Tashish, but all the three Piyahs Achat Tfilin which she saw down, having to take place on the first night of the Tfilin, so then she is Muteres, according to the Tiras Hashem and according to the Taz, as the Tiras Hashem understands the Taz, that any other night, after the Tfilin, even though it will be the first day after the Tfilin, because since the three times she did see the dawn, Tashmish and Zomim. So the Murashmuel, of course, and the Chavis Das, they are all here, because they say, in order to consider it as a Vesta Muket, there must be a certain logical connection. But if there is no logical connection, so then you cannot connect one with the other. You cannot connect one with the other. You cannot say, just because the few years that she saw Damach Nastashmish happened to be all on a cold night, so mainly when it's a warm night, so then it's Muteres. There has to be a logical connection. That's what they say. But the Tiras HaShlomim, and according to the Tiras HaShlomim, the Taz says, no, there is a logical connection. I mean, this can be very, the Shita of the Tiras HaShlomim can be understood, because having the period is substantially psychosomatic. It's not completely psychosomatic, but it is substantially psychosomatic. We see that because of Pachat, a certain Pachat wants, so that withholds the period, and if a woman is constantly subjected to a state of terror, if she is Mimarbe, so that, and on that contrary, a certain Pachat, so that arouses the period, even though it's not you, and if she is constantly subjected to a state of terror, so then it withholds, it can withhold the pacha, it can withhold the period, even for 4 years, as it happened to the women in the concentration camp. Why? Because it's psychosomatic also. So since it's psychosomatic also, so mainly there is a logical connection. Since this woman, Sodam Achmas Tashmish, only because, only on the first night of the Tfilah, so it might be because of her emotional state. So because of that, she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish. But the second night of the Tfilah, even if it will be the first B.A. after Tfilah, she will not see Dam. I mean, it's not unreasonable, you see. So this is what the Tiras HaShlomim says. V'chol zemayr v'shul v'nikva v'sed v'b'yeh b'yom v'shom v'b'yeh achidish v'y somuch v'tfilah shom v'kikri v'kol shom v'shom v'b'lelech od v'b'yitz achat v'lochso. So that would be ובחיים של הויה בי שום בזמן דיוס בי כבר אך מבי ירשנו. In other words, the Ramo has reference to the case where she fluctuated, that all the three beers which she saw that Machmas Tashmish took place on different nights as of the Tfilah. In other words, the first beer after the first Tfilah took place on the first night of the Tfilah. The first B after the second Tfilah took place on the second night as of the second Tfilah. And the first B after the third Tfilah took place on the third night as of the third Tfilah. So then she's asur to the Baal. Mashinke, if all happened to be on the same day, then she's only asur that night, and she's not asur any other night. So he says, Mashinke ma bias for me, so you show me this man. Olds have a kibeset mukev, umuteres, lishame isho isis man, afil bio lishaino, moishikosu isis kot mokhtes. Now, I just want to finish the Chaber and Ramo. I mean, that will take me just a few minutes. Isho she roa so machmas tashmish, ulach achot ishom, chozo vi roa so machmas tashmish, muteres lebailo, shal mikomo vigimu vestes, shavim vore vigimu. What was she kibaya? A vesichemik of what? Of a chlogi. In other words, how many years Dam Machmas Tashmish did she see? Two. In other words, let's say, Aleph Benissi, she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. Then, half a year later, the Mishnah 6 months later, so again, Machmas Tashmish, she's so dumb. So how many Rias does Machmas Tashmish see altogether? Two Rias cannot distinguish a Vesit Kavua. So in Melee, Muteres Lebailo, Shabbat, Kopo, Bikimu, Vestes, Shogim, Vilu, Bidiluk, Miu, Heshish, Leachim, Tamachas, Uchiagia, Hotishomo, Miyem, Rias, Damachim, Asuro, Inachas. What the Machaber has referenced the case, even if the woman, let's say, had no bias with the husband, let's say, on the first of this, she was with the husband and she saw Damachas Tashish. And then between this and Tishrei, she was separated. For some reason, she was separated, just like that. The husband had gone away with the Zayam. She was not with the husband. So there were no intervening bias. And then the second bias, after this bias took place, 6 months later. And again, she saw Damachas Tashish. So one could argue, in such a case, if, let's say, on the first of this, she was with the husband, and she saw Damachas Tashish, and then there were no bias till Tishrei, till the beginning of Tishrei. And then, the beginning of Tishrei, half a year later, she again was with the husband, and again she saw Damachas Tashish. Maybe she's a sword to be with the husband. Maybe this woman has a tendency to get a period as a result of Tashish. So she'd be a sword. So he says, no. Shall we call the Kimu Vestes? Sure. For we begin with Miu, Cheshish, Lachim, Tamachas, Uchshiagi, Achoti, Shono, Miyem, Rias, Dama, Achim, Asuro, Inachas. In other words, what she established in a Veset Sheine Kuvua, to see Dam Machmas Tashmish, that's a Veset Sheine Kuvua, Shal Aflogi. In other words, so it will be a Veset Amokev of Haflogis Yomim and Tashmish. In other words, so it will be, so in such a case, so just a case, let's say, the following is, no, if the Shalom Rebaris, the following, or the Sheini, what it will be again, it will be again half a year later, 6 months later, as of the time she saw Machmas Tashmish at the beginning of Tishrei, so she will be asur to Bilba. As the Veset Sheini Kavua, as the Veset Amukev, Veset Sheini Kavua, Amukev of Haflogas Yomim and Tashmish. Cheshish Lachim Tamachas, Ushiyagi Achotishon Minuvias Dam Achim, Asur Oinachas, Vimkov of Veset Minuvias Dam Machmas Tashmish, Shtoy Shezine Veset Shove, Teres Lishamish, Bin Veset Uveset. Achimei Aveset Pireses, Achiyach Hashon Shalom. But suppose, now let's say, on the first of this, she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. She saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. And then, at the beginning of Tishrei, she again saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. And then, the following mission again, half a year later, she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. So then, she's with Teres to be with the husband. Every night. But every half a year, every 6 months, she has to be separated because of the Veset Kavua or Hamukev, of the Veset Kavua Hamukev of Aflogis Yomim and Tashmish. This is what it says. Horei and Machmas Tashmish, you will pour me more so I shame so after the rates and they were all over your level. Why? He's not allowed to stay with her. He's not allowed to be misyachid with her because he might be nirshim. In other words, if let's say, other women, in other words, if let's say, he gives her, he provides her with a special apartment for herself, and then she stays there with other women, so then he's allowed to keep her undivorced, because then there is no chash, maybe he'll come to her, and he'll cohabit with her. Because she doesn't stay by herself. And suppose he maintains such a setup, such an arrangement, so whenever he wants to visit her, he can visit her. But he has to take with him other people, because he might be tempted to be nirshu. Habeir is absurd coming to him in the Roya Sodam Machmas Tashmish. Loilo marzikino, sheindam psum, achetishamish pamachas. Will we tear a dam machmas tashmish? So, in other words, if she is Beir Sapsulo, and then she saw dam machmas tashmish, so then, even though she saw dam machmas tashmish, she took it 3 times, but in view of the fact that she was in Sulo when she got married, so in Melee we always presume that the dam she sees, Mahmastashmis, is not in its full flow, but it's a result of the breaking of the hymen. So maybe she is materialist to him, Achetishamish Bamachas, the Wilitire Dam Mahmastashmis. But if there was, that we learned in the Gemara, in Nide, if she had one Tashmish, and that Tashmish, she didn't see any dam, so that is an indication that the market that resulted from the breaking of the hymen was cured already. Rorai, there was one Tashmish, and that Tashmish she didn't see any dam. So if after that Tashmish, she'll see dam three times after that Tashmish that she didn't see dam, so she'll have three beers and see dam Machmas Tashmish, so then she'll again be a solvay. As Shamish Mamachas the Tira dam Machmas Tashmish, we make Tira Shamish Mamachas Tashmish, who's the Kolnias, Rea dam Machmas Tashmish. Then Ramos says, Vafilu im Lepos Kolnias, Pamachas. אם לא צער כלל משעשתה שמיש, הרי ככל אנושי, ולא יתעלים על מידם סוף. So it says, that's a marchus marampad. So the marampad says, that even though there was no one tashish, that was without dam, but if already, if she stopped having to pay at the time of the tashish, so that's a raya that it was already, that the damsurim were already cold, and that it was already cured, because until the damsurim is cold, so then the woman also has some pain, bishastashish. So since she has no tzar, bishastashish, so it's a raya that the damsurim were already cold, and mimele, if after that, if in other words, so in two situations, and they say it's absurd. So the aloha of Rea dam Machmas Tashmish would apply. Either that there was one beer and she didn't see any dam altogether. She didn't see a dam altogether. So then, in that situation, so if she'll see dam subsequently in three beers, Machmas Tashmish, so she'll be asur the bylaw, even though she still continues having pain, Mishas Tashmish, or if she stopped having pain, Mishastashmish, so even though there was not a single being without dam, but if she will see three times, she'll be asura. This is what the Chumash Maharal said. Mishi Yotzadam Yemenu Derech Biyama, Mishi Reish, Bolisha Tehu. Why? Vafilu in Vabach Chirich. He says the Shach. Vabach Chirich. Uposa. So he says, what the man is held can be ram padres. Vafilu im lo posko viris balachas. Im ein lo tzara klau, bishas tashmish. So harin kechol anoshim, lo talim al midam psurim, so the bach is held. He says, u posak, vafilu im lo tzara klau, bishas tashmish, talim al midam psurim. In other words, the bach shit is that as long as she did not have a single beer that was completely devoid of dam, so Mele, we can always attribute it to Dam Surim, even though she stopped having pain at the time of Tashish. This is the Bachsh. Abu Bichumas Masas Binyomin Sinan Zayin Herich Uposakara. Now the Masas Binyomi agrees with the Psak of the Ramah, which is the Shita of the Rambam. No, he says, Bigama Yosef Kufei Kosav, Bisei Dvorov, Mr. Pinelohoki. אלו אם כן יהיו יודעים מכיחס שהוא דם סורים. In other words, the Messiosef does not agree with the sheet of the Bach, because the Bach is a maker here. In the Bach sheet is that as long as she did not have a beer that was completely devoid of dam, so then she can always be tailoring dam sorim. And she can always be tailing dam surim, even though she always sees dam machmas tashmish, even though she has no tzar machmas tashmish. That's the sheet of the Bach. But the Bais Yosef mentions that, and he says, Mishtapin Elokim. In other words, he agrees with the psak of the Ramon, with the shita of Marampad, with Marampad. In other words, that Eve, she has no tzar v'shastashmish, even though a temporary being, she has done, so then, if she will sit down v'shastashmish 3 times, she will be asur v'bayor, she will have to resort to ibtika shlifemes. She will have to resort to ibtika shlifemes. Now, but the Masik Yomi, the Shach mentions, Chumas Masik Yomi, Simen Zayin, health. But the Masik Yomi, even though he agrees with the Shita of Ramon, but he mentions a very big chiddush in regard to Beyer's absurd. And he says, now this aloha that we learned in the Gemara meeting, that there are 4 different categories of psuris. So by Beyer, as the aloha is, that is Beyer, that Beyer bilas mitzvah perish, the Beyer bilas mitzvah perish. So if someone is Beyer, the Beyer is absurd, so he's only allowed one being, but he's not allowed more than one being. So the Masik Yomim says a remarkable chiddush, and it's not mistaba like it. So he says that after the first being, that when does the Gemara say that boy of Psulo, so it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah and his Beilish, that is only if she continues. So it's only if she does not have any more pain, Bishastashish. But if she continues to have pain, Bishastashish, so then it's a raya that the psulim were not kolum, in other words, that the hymen is not completely broken, so the mele, he is allowed to be more alishte, even after the Bilasmitz. Even after the Bilasmitz. So on one hand, he mentions a big kulek, tremendous kulek. So the Rav Shabanov is masik on him. I mean, everybody is chilek on the Masik Yomim. But this is the chiddush that the Masik Yomim says in Tshuva Memzayin. In Tshuva Memzayin, it's a very important tshuva. So he says, so he mentions a big kulek. In other words, that when we say that is Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perish, that is only if she doesn't have any tzar b'shasbiyeh. So even though she doesn't have tzar b'shasbiyeh, so Bilas Mitzvah is allowed. But after Bilas Mitzvah, so he's not allowed. Because since she doesn't have tzar b'shasbiyeh, so it's a raya that with the first b'yeh, the psul mokal. But if she still continues to have tzar b'shas b'yeh, so then he's allowed even after the blessing. Because if she continues to have tzar b'shas b'yeh, so it's a raya that all the dam that flows because of the hymen, it's not dam either. And the psulim is like the mako, so it doesn't make her into a needle. So on one hand, he mentions a terrific kulek that no one else agrees with that kulek. But on the other hand, he says that in case where she doesn't feel pain, bishas b'yeh, so then after Bilas Mitzvah, she's asur midraisa, because then we are chishish that the dam that flows is the midah. And that is a big machna. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in the supplement, in the Kuntra Sachre, discusses that Masik Yomim, and he mentions many rayas, that this is not so. That the chumre of the Masik Yomim is not so, and the kula of the Masik Yomim is not so. Because on one hand, the Masik Yomim mentions a terrific chumre. In other words, this aloch, that a kiddush is absurd. So Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perish is in Reisnik Aloch. Because after Bilas Mitzvah, so it says, and if she doesn't have any pain, so the Mele has to be perished in the Reise. Because since she doesn't have any pain, and so he already had one there, so that's a raya that the hymen was already broken. So the Mele, any dam that flows after the Beil Shemo, after the Bilas Mitzvah, necessarily is not absurd. Because if it still has been the psulim, so then she would still have pain b'shastashish. And if she does not have pain b'shastashish, so it's an ayah that the hymen was already removed. So why does she have the flow of dam? So it must be damnito. So in other words, that's the chumre of the masses niyam. That this halacha that the Gemara mentions, that the Achilles is absurd, Beil plus mitzvah perish, is a dreistig halacha. It's not in the Kodesh HaChom. It's not in the Kodesh HaChom. So that's the chumre. That if she can't, if she does not have pain, bishastashnish, then mit reisei is also lo miolel, after the plus mitzvah. Because the fact that she had, he had already one being, and she does not have any more pain, is a raya that the hymen was broken. So why does she have dam? So it must be dam nido. So that's it. That's the bichumre by the master form. Then he mentions a bikule. So he says, but suppose she continues to have pain, so then she's metalis lebailo, she doesn't even have to count Ayriki. I mean, that's the bikule. I mean, there's the aloche that we pass, that after his king is mitzvah, so she has to count Zayniki, but instead of counting 5 and 7, so she has to count only 4 and 7. But she has to count 4 and 7, whether she has pain or she doesn't have pain. Even if she continues to have pain, so she still has to count 4 days and 7 days. 4 days and 7 days. So, but the massive yomi she did is that if she doesn't have pain, then the perish is midraisa. And if she has pain, he doesn't even have to be perish midrabon. But, so he mentions many rais to the counter that this halacha of Beirut Blas Mitzvah Beirut is special to Kodesh HaChom. And from the Rishayim it appears, from the Rayim it appears, that way from the Rambam, it was a special to Kodesh HaChom. That the HaChom were Misake, that even though it's the Absurim, she still becomes a Yidam Rabbah. Not that we are Cheshish after Blas Mitzvah. Maybe it is Dami. But it's a special to Kodesh HaChom. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether she does not have pain, or even if she has all the pain in the world. So then it's a raya that the hymen was not completely removed. She's still asur after the pillar speaks. Because she has a dim of a nidam mid-rabon. And then, so in other words, he mentions many rayas, contrary to the kure of the masiv yom. But then the chumra of the Masiv Yomi is also not like that. The chumra of the Masiv Yomi is that if she doesn't have pain, then she's asur mit reis mabelach. It's not so. Even if she doesn't have pain, but as long as she continues to have dam b'shastashlish, so it's a raya that it's still dam sur. It's still absurd. But why doesn't she have pain? Because the hymen was partially broken, so Mimele, she doesn't have pain, Mishastashish. Right. So even though the Masiv Yomi passes like the Ramo, so it doesn't mean that Ramo has to agree with the Masiv Yomi. Because someone made a mistake, someone wrote in a certain journal. So he says that Ramo agrees with the Masiv Yomi. The Masiv Yomi agrees with the Ramo's Psak, but the Ramo's Psak does not agree with the Masiv Yomi. Alright. Isha sheyesh lo makim subtsoyim, sheyilchim lo mitvei otitzim tachas bayro, kedesh lo libatum peri. I gave a long shiur because I wanted to get through with the Mechaber and Ramo. But, you should. I think that we'll be able to cover a lot of ground in the Taz and the Shach. And Simekut Pizani, because I discussed most of the points involved here. So now we're able to understand that he's in the Quakers, Taz and Shachs, and various points here. Alright, but you should be prepared for Simekut Pichas. But for Simekut Pichas, Simekut Pichas is a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. But you should go over the Mishnah. The Mishneh Dafites Amud Aleph. It's very simple tomorrow. The Mishnah discusses the five maras that with the Raisa Atom. And the other maras, even if they are black and red, with the Raisa Atom. But then, we are mach. So there's a machlech machine. Some machine will say that this chumre is only takonas ageni, and some machine will say that this is part and parcel of the takone of Rabzeira, or this is all of your Atom. So you should go over the Gemara. I mean, you don't have to go over the cases. Just the Gemara. Just the Gemara. Up to then, from the Fites of Dalek, it's very simple. Fites of Dalek, up to then, hop on down. Now, we saw yesterday that there are so many different shittas here in regard to Eir Dama Chasachi. So, there is one machlokes between the Emunah Shmuel and the Taz, but let's not mention the Taz because according to Chavis Das, the Taz is not a maker. So, there is one machlokes between the Emunah Shmuel and Tiras Hashlom. What is the Tashite? That's another question. But there is one machlokes between the Emunah Shmuel and the Tiras Hashlom. That's the Shmus Yaakov. So, Chok Yaakov, I mean, the same one. Many Svarim, wrote many Svarim. So, according to the Tiras Hashlom, if a woman, let's say, Sodam Achmas Tashish, so damach mastashish in the first night of the tefillah, in the first beer, the first night of the tefillah, and then the first beer, and then she saw damach mastashish in the first night of the second tefillah, and then she saw damach mastashish the first night of the third tefillah, or the third tefillah, and no beer set up in time. No biaseter in time. So, and when we say biaseter, we do not mean dafke, that she acted kedin. Even if she acted chaloi kedin, as long as that bia did not involve any bias dam, so it's called biaseter. Biaseter. So then, according to the Teras Hashlomi, she is asuro after the fourth tefillah. So she's asura just the first night, but if she will be separated from the husband, the first night of the fourth tefillah, she is muteres to be with the husband the second night as of the fourth tefillah. And the Emunah Shmuel, the Chesed Leitzi, the Chavis Das, they are all chelik on that. They are all chelik. Now, the Emunah Shmuel assumes the Emunah Shmuel was before the Tiras Hashlomi, but the Emunah Shmuel assumes that this is the shite of the Tastu, but it's masik on the Tast. The Chavis Das says no, that this is not the shite of the Tast. So whatever the Tashite is, there is definitely machleshes between the Emunah Shmuel and the Tiras Hashlom. Now the Emunah Shmuel assumed that this is the shite of the Tast, because the Taz says in Sifri Dalet, Zayne Deyna Limashe Kosa Mashur Cholo Bishomot Bin Yechshash Riyas Lo Yitvile Bishomot Tolo Achshash Beise Laila Davke Vahakim Muteres Aval Kami Ke Achshash Machmas Biyal Yisheino She Achar Atvile Aval Pi She Uzman Rab Achar Atvile Aval Pi She Uzman Rab Achar Atvile. So he says that the distinction between the case mentioned by the Rabbo and the case mentioned by the mechaber, so in other words, because in the mechaber talks of the case where she saw down in the tefillah, the first tefillah and the second tefillah, So he says, The implication being that if she saw that in the all the three tefillas, so then she'll be asura only every tefillah. But not play long what. Mashenkin here, the Ramo says that she is asura ligamre, not just the tefillah. That's the kasha raised by the Taz. So the Taz says, the case mentioned by the Mechaber or the Mechaber implies that she will only be asura the little tefillah. In other words, after the fourth tefillah, she'll only be asura to give the husband that little tefillah, the fourth tefillah. But the second night is of the fourth tefillah, she'll be teres. So as reference to the case where she, this is how the Meshuel understands the task. So, as reference to the case where she saw on the same day, on one specific day, all the tefillahs. So she saw on the first night of the tefillah. In the first tefillah, on the first night of the tefillah, she saw Damach Mastashmish. The second tefillah, the same night of the tefillah, Damach Mastashmish. The third tefillah, the same night of the tefillah, Damach Mastashmish. So the Mele, she was only kibas veset. She was only kibas veset to sit down on the first night of the tefillah. The first night of the tefillah. But any other night, she's muteres. Mashein kein. The case of the Ramo has reference to the situation where the woman, the first night, the first tefillah, so she was with her husband the same night of the tefillah, and she saw damach mastashish. And the second tefillah, let's say 2 weeks later, the second tefillah, so the first night of the second tefillah, she was separated from the husband. And then she was with the husband the second night of the second tefillah, and she saw damach mastashish. And the third tefillah, so she was with that, she was separated the first night and the second night, and on the third night, as of the third tefillah, she was with her husband in Sodamach Tashmish. So it wasn't one specific day. So Bimele, we cannot say that she was Kvasi Veset to see down that Machmas Tashmish Dafke the first night of the tefillah, because it fluctuated. The first tefillah, it was the first night of the tefillah, the second tefillah, it was the second night of the tefillah, and the third tefillah, it was the third night of the tefillah. And each time, she wasn't the husband, so she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. So that means she established the Veset to see Dam Machmas Tashmish in the first B.F. Tefillah, whether it's the first night of the tefillah, or they said the first B.F. Tefillah is the second night of the tefillah, or the third night of the tefillah. This is how the Runa Shmuel understood the Taz, and he's chelik on the Taz, the Runa Shmuel. And the Runa Shmuel says, that even in the case where the Dam Machmas Tashmish took place in the same night of the tefillah, the first night of the tefillah, all the three tefillahs, so she's also a soul of work. Because why should we attribute it to the first night? What's the logical connection? Of the first night. So we have to attribute it to the fact that it was the first beer of the tefillah. Whether it was the first night or the second night or the third night doesn't make any difference. And that is the shite. And that is the shite of the Chamizdas, like the Emunah Shmuel. Now, but the Chamiz, whereas the Emunah Shmuel concedes that the Tashite is like the Tiras Hashlomi. Tiras Hashlomi accepted the Taz long before the Tiras Hashlomi. So the Chamizdas says that the Taz does not agree with the shite of the Tiras Hashlomi. Oh, so how does he explain the Taz? So he explains the Taz, in other words, that it's not that the Taz applies the case of the Mechabler to the situation where she saw on the same day some Mele, she couldn't be a soul in one way. But the Taz applies the case of the Mechabler to the situation where there was be a set of time. where they will appear set up in time. So it says, saying they will imagine because of Ashkelon will be somewhat being in the chash. Being chash, yes, when you are. The Shabbat told the chash is a lot of that. But I can't tell us. I will come to the chash, but I'll be in the shame of the chatila. I will be in the shame of the chatila. I will be in the shame of the chatila. I will be in the shame of the chatila. I will be in the shame of the chatila. I אבל פי שבינתי, הוא יופי של היתר. וזה מהנה בדין שחקה. מכל מוקים כאן בואי מהנה. די גם שום בואי מהנה. אלא דמרינו, מכיר הזה, דם הוא איש ישח, עלי דה הוי המחלס, עלי דה כמו ישום. כי זה משאר לו מלכירה. ואי מה שקצת מסיק לדעת. So, it's true that it has a twice the Ramon, the Ramon's deen, to the case where there was beer set up in time. But then the Taz says, later on, when the Taz says, where Avotan, Ike Achshash Bach Masbir, Shego Shach Haratvile, Aval Pish, Uzman Rav Haratvile, so he didn't mention as yet that there will be a set up in time. He didn't mention it as yet. And the Taz says, the minor Aval Pish in time will be Shal Heta. So that means that even in the case where there will be a set there, she still has to Leilom Boed, to the bar. But that does not mean that, that does not mean that, that the Taz, at the very beginning, had in mind this. This he says because of the Kasha. What kind of a Chiddush? That's the reason as why the Munash Shmuel is young. That the Taz, even though the Taz says that the Rambam has reference even to the case where the Bias had there. So it doesn't mean that that's the reason as to why if the Riyas Dam Achmas Tashmish had all taken place in the same specific day, in the same day, the first night of the Tvile, so then she wouldn't be Asura Leilom Moed, but only because it fluctuated. No, not because, only because there will be a set up in time. But if there hadn't been a set up in time, then according to the Taz, she would be Asura Leilom to the Baal. The Baal, even if it didn't fluctuate, even if it had been on the same day, even that's why this is how the Munash Shmuel understands the Taz, and therefore is massive. And the Teres HaShlomim certainly understands the Taz that way. But the Chaliz Das was so convinced that it's not shayach to say that when a woman, without being set up in time, so down on the same night of the Leil Tefillah, three times, that she should only be Asura that night, the first night of the Tefillah, but not, it should be Muteres every other night. So because of that, he explained the Taz that way. He explained the Taz because the Chaliz Das was convinced. But then, according to Chaliz Das, Pshat in the, according to the Chaliz Das, Pshat in the Taz, so the Taz becomes the biggest machmir. On one hand, the Taz, according to Chaliz Das Pshat, so rejects that kulam, that if a woman, without be a seter, so damach nastashmish, and one in the same evening, the same night, the Leil Rishon Shel Tefillah, without be a seter, so the kulam of the Teres HaShlomim is, the kulam of the Teres HaShlomim is, that she is only asura that night. She's not asura any other night. So the Tashiti is no, she's asura gamle. Because we do not attribute the Riyas Damach Nastashmish to the fact that it was the first. Because what logical connection is there? There could be a logical connection, but anyway, this is what the Chaliz Das says. So on one hand, according to the Chaliz Das, the Taz is a machbir in regard to the case where the woman saw Damach Nastashmish in the same night. In other words, the first night of the Tefillah, without being set up in time. So then according to Chaliz Das, the Tashiti is that she has to be done with that. Then the Taz mentions another Chumrah that is too much of a Chumrah even according to Chaliz Das. So the Taz mentions another Chumrah that in case where she saw where she fluctuated, and she saw down, the first, after the first Tefillah and the first night of it, After the second tefillah, the second item. And the third tefillah, and the third night of the tefillah. So even though, so where she fluctuated, so the tasha is that even though she had be a setup in time, be a setup in the sense that he didn't involve the dam. So then she is also a soli gamle to the husband. She's also a soul gambler. And this whole thing, even the Chabad asks, as far as the kule of the Teres HaShlomim is concerned, so he criticizes that kule. He considers that as an inconceivable kule. But so he explains the Taz, so that the Taz would reject this kule. But at the same time, so that means, but the Taz has another chumre. The Taz has a chumre that even Biaseter, if a woman had, even though she had Biaseter, so Bimele, she is still a son of the husband. And that chumre of the Taz, everybody must concede that the Taz has that chumre. I mean, the Teres HaShlomim also has to concede. As a matter of fact, the Teres HaShlomim is not even chilik. And that chumre of the Taz. The Chavizdas, who is chelik and the kula of the Teres HaShlomim, but he rejects the chumra of the Taz, the Teres HaShlomim, who he is the more the shmaitzer of that bikula. But on the chumra of the Taz, that where she established the vessel, to see down in the first B.A. after Tefillah, so then the first B.A. after Tefillah by fluctuating, not by seeing Dama Chastashmish every time in a different night, but not by seeing Dama Chastashmish the same night, but every time in a different night. So that Chumra of the Taz, the Teres HaShlomim agrees. The Chavis Taz is chelik, but the Teres HaShlomim agrees. Now, we have to understand all these sheets. Now, what is it? What's the Machlekes? Now, I mentioned that there is a Machlekes Aposkin. As whether the halacha of Re'edam Achmastashish beginning P.S. Mitzuvis. So it's Asur of the Bailo. Is that based upon the general principle of Estes? General principle of Estes? Because just as there is halacha, if a woman has an established lesson to sit down every 22nd day. So she's Asur of the Bailo every 22nd day. If she has a Vestes Sagun, if she has an established method to sit down 10 minutes after she becomes nauseous. So she's Asur Lebailo the moment she becomes nauseous. So she's Asur Lebailo. So here too, it's a Veset. It's a Veset. In other words, Machmas Tashmish. So maybe she's Asur Lebailo because of this aloha of some of the Vesta. Vesta, that's not some of the Vesta, it's Vesta Mamish. So, because of this Issa, it's not based upon the general principle of Estes. It's a special halacha. So, the Nidbihude, is seeing children from Gimu and children from Vov, and there are a few other children where we discuss that, and the Nidbihude says that the whole halacha of Re'edam Achmastashmish, so is a sort of the bylaw is based upon the general principle of Estes. We made it in the Buddha says that since we pass that Estes is the Rabbanon, so the Iser of Osolobe Alishte is Somuch Levesto. Of Osolobe Alishte, Somuch Levesto is only an Iser Rabbanon, an Iser Rabbanon. So this our thing. Of Rosso Kimu Bomin Dan Machmastashi, so I saw the Bible, that's also only the Rabbanon. And this is the Shite of Yehuda, and this is the Shite of the Chasam Sefer, Shayin Zichuve, Kufayin Hei, Yeredeye, and this is the Shite of the Sivritare, I think, that it's only also the Rabbanon, I'm not sure, but I think so. Anyway, the many posts can say, that it's only the Rabbanon. However, دخل كاس مخيكي كنا بنازع سيني كوفيتاس اللي بسمية كنا بنازع سيني كوفيتاس they say it was under us now so if it had been based upon the general principle of Esther's then they too should admit that it's on us in Rabbanon. First of all, most Rishayim say that the Yisrael of Samach of Esther is on Rabbanon and that the Drosha of Azadu is on Yisrael is on Asmach. And even according to Rabbi Tam says, even according to Rabbi Tam says that it's a Drosha Gmura and Samach of Esther is on Samach of Esther. And then there is the Shita I mentioned, that the Shita of the Rabbah, that according to Rabbi Tam, so it's also the Reise, where we are wishing some of the rest of the whole Eilas HaResper. But according to the whole Eilas HaResper, let's say the day or the night, that's only Eilas HaRabbono. But the best of Mamesh, what is called best of Mamesh, within